morning, Mr. Hudson. Thank you for making yourself available. Garth Hudson on a Sunday morning, on the Sunday Morning Resurrection. The ultimate musical director, the ultimate mentor, the ultimate teacher. If we can go back 40 plus years with the band, looking back, how much fun was that?
That's easy to say. We can recall so many incidences, little scenarios that were fun, that anything that wasn't fun kind of disappears and goes out of view. So we're enjoying talking to people that remember a lot about the past. And so we're keeping all the stories fresh and adding to our library here.
Go ahead.
I think it's called information gathering.
I want to say this: when I initially heard the debut from the band and I was a young kid, it was such a breath of fresh air. I can't begin to tell you, it's one of my Bibles when we talk about music. The first band and the second band must dist for anyone's music collection. And as I say that, 1970 Festival Express, when we talk about favorite shows that came to the city of Winnipeg, that's in my top three. Thank you to you. Thank you to your bandmates. Thank you for an unbelievable legacy.
Thank you. We enjoyed the Express film and had many pleasant memories. I did not take the train. I flew from Toronto, I believe, to Winnipeg, or was it Saskatoon? Anyway, I might say when Maud and I saw the opening in Toronto that I don't think I've seen her heard a better performance by number one Richard and Rick's singing, and of course Levon, but I think in particular Richard's performance of the slow tune was spectacular. You need to look no further, or listen.
No further.
Listen no further.
Anyway, you have a project out called Garth Hudson Presents the Canadian Celebration of the Band. Kudos. In brackets, it's overdue. I think I'm going to run out of superlatives to talk about your talents and talk about the gifts that you brought to some of the artists on this project. Just the way they mine some of the chestnuts and the way they've taken these tunes to places that one can only imagine. Wonderful, wonderful job. The vision that you had when you put this together, did you nail it?
Oh, yes, I think we went much, we went beyond the mark here. It, of course, I had really could not compliment the people. We knew they were professionals, but when we saw them work in the studio, we certainly learned a few things, and hopefully we passed on a few things. My wife chose these and matched and helped with the communications and assembling this, so and also the concept for the work was by Maud, and so right now we're still taking names and making notes over here.
Well, I have to say
there's more to just doing it. Well, there's more to more to jumping off the turnip truck and into the studio, set up your gear, and make a record. There are legal fascinations as well.
Let me say this to you. The Canadian talent is incredible as we speak in 2010, 2011. The ability for some of these acts to get in the guts of the song and have it resonate, have it radiate is absolutely incredible. Some of these people, the way and the place they took these tunes, Mary Margaret O'Hara, I don't know if some of the folks know her name, she, along with the Sadies, did magic to Out of the Blue. I can't tell you the shivers that I have. There's a Canadian band called The Trues, moved to Japan. This is, Mr. Hudson, this is absolutely incredible. This is incredible. It makes me so proud when I speak to folks about the talent that we possess today. Let me take it aside just for a moment. Somewhere on the planet, right now as we speak, somebody is playing a Neil Young song. And you know what? Somebody is playing a song by the band. That speaks volumes about the catalog of the writing of what you people gave the planet some 35 to 40 years ago. And then to hear these songs resonate again today, what more can I say?
You couldn't say much more, but I must add here that the good times go on, and our remembrances are not from the old days are not the only focus here, and I believe that it's good to remember anything, and so we do tell stories, and a lot of the technology comes back, you know, what we were using to get this or that sound. There were outboard effects devices, and there were what we call stomp boxes, and a lot of experimenting went on during that period of time, so I'm enjoying reassembling a kit right now based on my knowledge of electronic organs. I began by working for an organ company when I was about 16 or 17. I say I began to become aware of the electronic organ market at that time, and I kept buying something or other to do with the times. bought a new DX7 when it came out, and now I use a P120, and I can get it in the car, and so on and so on. It's an engaging conversation when you get, say, two keyboard players, or a keyboard player and an electronics manufacturer, keyboard designer manufacturer on the other end of the phone. But that's for another day. We're always designing new gear. Go ahead.
That's the scientist in you. That's your creativity. If you're just joining us with Mr. Garth Hudson, who has a brand new project called The Canadian Celebration of the Band. If I can go back to the days of the band, basically, what do you feel that you brought to the sound? Because it just added such a wonderful dimension. You were a pioneer in the day.
I think my experience with the electronic organ company, and also playing on which was the Minshall organ company, and I became aware of the other makes and chose Lowry when I finally did won an organ for the for Ronnie. So what other details would you like to know?
I'd like to know where the sound from Chess Fever came from.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, it was like from another planet, sir. I get chills, and it's one of those most impressive moments in music. And if you don't find that spellbinding, you don't have a pulse.
Well, you were playing Chess Fever for the introduction to it when we called, and I noticed that you mentioned a breath of fresh air, the little breakdown or bridge part with the baritone horn and soprano saxophone, that was John Simon and myself, where the guitars and the organ dropped out. That really was effective, and I noticed it again when you were playing it here. I could hear it over Maude's computer. That little section, maybe that was a good example of a breath of fresh air. It was different than anything else, I think. The high school band effect. How do you like that, folks? The high school band effect.
I absolutely love it. If I can, if I can say this to you, and we take our hat off to you, portions of this project is going to a charity. Would you tell the folks about the charity, Sick Kids Foundation, and why you chose this?
We became interested in the workings of the charitable organizations 3 or 4 years ago, and had visited with different people who talk that talk, you know, and met some great folks, and began to get a little, you know, a slant on, of course, doing research on what festivals were being held and how musicians contributed to a cause, and, of course, serious concern how much of the money gets to the destination. And Sick Kids, we would see, we would drive by that hospital when we would go to Toronto, and it just reoccurred, and then we saw what people were doing and the visions that they had about world health and the kids, and of course, we became involved with this to see what we could do to help out in some way, even if it was some backstage discussions that are, of course, talking the talk that keeps the cause alive.
God bless you for that. God bless you for this project, folks. Please put this in your collection. Garth Hudson presents the Canadian Celebration of the Band. You will be rewarded. Some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moments of Canadiana. I want to go back. There's a lot of things that you have to discover, but this Wheels on Fire, a special moment in the catalog of the band, remember, and Rick Danko. Neil Young and the Sadies, they nailed this. Any words that you want to share with us on this version of the song?
Neil, of course, there isn't much to say, but I could compliment him on his amplifier. And you hear that on that record. It's not a normal amplifier, and he brought it to the studio and rolled it in, and there it is. So that's the same sound, the same guitar, same amp that Neil uses on stage. It's an unusual amp with specially built. Based on tube technology, I believe, but it does give him an authoritative presence and command there that is unique. The guitar doesn't sound like other folks' guitars.
Let us enjoy, and I want to say, Mr. Hudson, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
You're one of the, if I can say this, godfathers of the universal music scene, not just the Canadian music scene, sir, the universal music scene. Stay with me for a moment. Neil Young with the Sadies on the Sunday Morning Resurrection.